841, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. There has been a couple of other peaceful protests that have taken place here in Galesburg since the killing of George Floyd up in Minneapolis. And there's another one that's going to be taking place that's been put together by some young people here in the city of Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about tomorrow's event is Matea Caldwell, one of the organizers of the event. Matea, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for coming in with us here this morning. Really appreciate it. Well, talk about, first off, how you decided and why you decided to kind of to put this together, the Galesburg Youthful Voice George Floyd protest.
Well, we went to, my mom and I went to Autumn and Dakota's protest last Saturday, and it was just really inspiring to see how peaceful it could be, and it was really powerful. And we just wanted to show that the younger people in the community want to speak out on this issue as well, and we need to have a voice.
So did you and some friends kind of put this together, or how did you go about it?
Yeah, some of my friends from middle school expressed, like, on their story that they wanted to maybe organize a protest. And I said, like, yeah, I'm definitely interested in that. And I basically helped to set that up by, like, making the Facebook event and telling people and everything.
Well, the other interesting thing I didn't know, and I didn't know that you had to do this, you also had gone to City Hall and you actually – obtained a permit for this as well.
Yes. I've tried to make this as organized as possible. So I've been talking to some community organizers, and we figured that was like the best possible way to go about it.
Yeah, because I would have had no idea. So what was that process? Did you have to go like fill out some paperwork at City Hall?
I just called Sergeant Legate and I got some just one paper that I had to sign and fill out, and we just dropped it off at the public safety building.
Matea Caldwell joining us here this morning, the Galesburg Youthful Voice, the George Floyd protest taking place tomorrow. Well, give us the details on the protest itself. It sounds at least you'll be starting and mainly at the public square, but a little bit more. So what time and everything?
The protest is going to be from 2 to 3. We're going to meet at the square. Hopefully I have some speakers planning on talking there. And we're planning on marching a bit. We're still figuring out that route. But people are welcome to stay at the square if they would like to.
So you mentioned some speakers. Anybody that you can say who's going to be talking at all? Or
Brianna Phillips and Natalie Bodenhammer are both going to be talking. They're both going to be seniors this year at the high school.
And we're going into your sophomore year, right?
Yes, yeah.
that's what the great thing is, so cool to see people, very young people, getting involved and wanting to do something. And what was it just seeing that video, or was it a combination of many things you've seen that made you want to get involved?
I mean, like, the Black Lives Matter movement has been around since I was 8. It started when I was 8. So I've always been seeing this stuff in our country, and I couldn't watch the video for a little while, but just seeing how unfair that was, I really wanted to speak out about it.
Yeah, that's one. It's understandable. It is hard to watch. Absolutely. I mean, just whole thing. But again, the protest will be tomorrow from 2 to 3, starting at the square. But you kind of have it set up because you know there's those that aren't physically able to march, so you're still gonna they'll be able to stay at the square and everything too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we need to know? Anything else that you want to get out there that you think people need to know, and you know, maybe about young people's voices in this whole thing and things going on during this time?
Well, I think we just want to show people that we're able to organize this in a completely peaceful way. And this whole event is going to be peaceful, and I hope that lots of people will come.
Yeah, and I'm sure you also appreciate that, you know, like you said, the other protests that have happened here and the peaceful, that it can be done. That's the big thing.
Right, yeah.
Anything else you have to add?
I really appreciate the help that I've received from multiple community organizers, as well as, of course, my parents. They've been supportive through this whole thing, and I really appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to thank Anthony Law as well, because Anthony is one, he'd gotten a hold of me and told me what you were doing. Like, yeah. Oh, and giving me your phone number as well. I'm like, I appreciate that, too.
He's actually our next-door neighbor, so.
Oh, well, that's helpful, too, then. Because Anthony will be in with us actually a week from tomorrow, next Saturday. He'll be in with me for our full 2 hours of Galesburg Live coming up next week. We'll talk about a lot of these things as well. So it's, you know, it's, and I'm sure it's great for you also having people like Anthony and some of these other community leaders to kind of look up to and help guide you in a lot of ways.
Yeah, for sure. And I just really appreciated the fact that, like, I didn't even know half of these people before this entire thing started. And they've just reached out and been, like, incredibly helpful to me. And it's been great. Yeah.
Well, and the one thing, like, the protests have happened here and hopefully it was going to be tomorrow, that it's going to be a very diverse group of people, too.
I hope. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, as it should be, because this is something we should all be coming together on, that's for sure. Well, again, the protest tomorrow, the Galesburg Youthful Voice protest, George Floyd protest, starting at 2 o'clock, goes to 2 to 3, starting at the square. There's going to be some speakers, and there will be a little bit of a march. Not like you're going, like, all the way up and down Main Street.
Right.
But there's going to be a march as well, and you'll have that figured out by the time you get things underway. And hopefully, it sounds like you'll have decent weather, too. That's a good thing, too.
Yep.
That is definitely. And again, yeah, and thanks to your mom for bringing it down, and your parents. Again, I know I mentioned all these other leaders you look up to, but your parents as well. It all starts right there, that's for sure.
Yep, definitely.
All right. Well, Matea, thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking some time this morning. And thanks for getting involved here in our community.
Thank you for interviewing me.